The inquest into the demise of Jenny Donaldson was convened 15 days after her death. Rather hastily as far as D.T. Mitchell was concerned, up to now, an uninterested and indolent reporter on the South Wales Journal. The impact, however, of discovering the dead body had, as she so quaintly put it, contributed to the dissolution of her apathy.
Of course I can't remember anything about the man. The boy. He was barely a man. I keep on telling you, I was shell-shocked.
Cordoba by Nigel Baldwin, with Alison Steadman as D.T. Mitchell.
Miss Mitchell, Mrs.?
Muzz. My married name was Griffiths.
I can understand your anguish at discovering the deceased that Sunday. However, this court's ultimatum is to find possible reasons for the death, the how, when and where, so that we can arrive at the appropriate verdict. I must ask that you try and make your answers precise and objective. Now, you said this man's name was Richard.
That's what I think, yes. That's what he said it was.
But you can't remember anything about him, what he looked like, what he said, the man who took you there.
It's blank. I've got a total blank. It's just that image of her hanging there. Ginger hair, I think. Maybe a beard. Bomb fluff.
Why did she want to see you, do you know?
No. She just asked to see me. I don't know why. I'm a reporter. Maybe she had something to tell me.
About what?
I don't know.
But she didn't come to this wine bar.
Because there were two men there at lunchtime who were harassing her.
Thank you, Miss Mitchell.
And the verdict, given the circumstances, the verdict was none too pleasing either.
And I therefore record a verdict of suicide, while the balance of mind was disturbed.
Of course it's not too pleasing, Conrad. Something stinks.
Who painted these?
Conrad.
They're very good.
Friends of mine. I brought them back from Nicaragua. Are you listening to me?
Very tidy house you've got for someone whose life is, shall we say, so disorganised.
I'm talking to you.
I know. When I first met you at the memorial service in St. David's, you weren't interested in this story, and now...
For God's sake, Conrad, that was before I found a dead woman dangling in front of my eyes.
It was a suicide. People do kill themselves when they're depressed, Dee. And antidepressants mixed with alcohol is a lethal mixture.
Well, if it's that bloody lethal, how come she managed to throw a rope round her neck and fling it over the banisters?
And she was pregnant.
Which makes it a rather dramatic way of having an abortion.
Oh, come on, Dee.
What do they issue you with at the BBC? Blinkers?
Her boyfriend's killed a month ago in a car crash. She's got his baby. She's depressed. Balance of mind. Three times the legal limit for driving in her blood. Impulse. Hey, presto.
And very convenient.
Why not?
Because she expressly asked to see me. She was almost aggressive and adamant about it. Well, why do that and then hang yourself?
So why lie in court?
What?
You lied.
I didn't tell the truth. I didn't say I'd gone to see her because she approached me about Raymond Turner. Of course not. Because if Turner was murdered, I don't want whoever did it to know that I know.
So whose fault is it then that you didn't get the verdict you wanted?
Why did this bloke Richard run away?
Because he was shocked like you are. And he was younger and he panicked.
Then why hasn't he come forward?
Don't you ever growl, Pet. No, the thing is, you see, her GP said he prescribed antidepressants.
Yeah, and what about songs of praise? A neighbour said it was ridiculously loud, and she was an atheist.
As the coroner said, when people are depressed, they'll watch anything on the telly. Daddy. And Sunday afternoons is the peak time for suicide in this country. Not surprising, really. It's like a war.
Geraint.
Oh, Tracy, keep your skirts that short and you can come and sit on my desk any time.
Geraint.
Thank you, Mr. Morgan.
That is a trainee reporter and you are the editor.
I know, so I'm taking advantage of my position, aren't I?
Oh, God.
Now, listen, just because the verdict wasn't to your liking, you people, you come back from chaos in South America.
Central.
And everything's a bloody conspiracy theory. I tell you, life is not so dramatic.
Her family didn't know she was pregnant.
Oh, come on, darling. Girls are very liberated these days. Why should they know if she didn't want to tell him?
She came to me about Turner.
Yes, I know. And I should have you arrested for withholding that evidence. But I won't because I like your tits. Just remember to show them to me sometimes. Sexual harassment. Never heard of it.
So what do you suggest I do, then?
Now, listen, Carrier. A little bit of weenie advice from your Uncle Geraint. I get misty-eyed when I see English roses like yourself coming over all perplexed. Tears to my eyes, as sure as a cormavion singing Mabanui. So I'm going to put you wise to a little technique. If you think this Donaldson girl had anything to do with Raymond Turner, then go and see his bloody wife!
Oh, shut up, Goneril! I've got a guest and I'm trying to talk! Oh, I bought her to drown out the seagulls. Rather compounded the problem. I'm warning you! I was going to name it after the lady in the Scottish play, but I thought that handle, ringing round the house all day, might be asking for trouble. Shakespeare had so few villainesses of note, really, didn't he? Not if I'd named it after one of those outrageous Greek women. But Clytemnestra seemed like a bit of a mouthful. Oh, quiet! If you don't behave yourself, I'll send you for a ruddy audition at the RSC.
Mrs. Turner?
Tina, please.
Tina?
Yes, unfortunate, isn't it? Mind you, it wasn't Turner before I married, and it isn't Turner on the stage. Tina Maria Jones Davis. What do you think of this place?
Very nice.
Oh, it's too large. It's ramshackle, it's old, and though I wanted somewhere by the sea, you know, it's so isolated, I go do lally in the winter. More tea?
No, thank you.
The quality of mercy is not a tea strainer.
Your husband didn't live here then?
Solva, near St. David's. It used to be our holiday home. Then he took to living there all the time, which is just as well. Otherwise, some overzealous nutcase with a passion for a dead language would have burned it down.
Had you seen him recently?
Oh, my dear. The nearest he came to here in the past 3 years was Swansea University, when, for reasons of a pecuniary nature, he turned up to teach his brats, though. What he actually knew about literature is anybody's guess, but he had to do something to earn his groats. Couldn't get published these days to save his life.
Any particular reason?
Because he was writing drivel.
Were all his books factual documentaries?
He tried to write a novel once, but it was crap. He was a disaster, lovey. No wonder he topped himself.
If he did.
It wasn't an accident. He did it. He was depressed. He was broke. I know.
You said you hadn't seen him.
There are such things as telephones.
I came to see if you knew this woman.
Actress?
Jenny Donaldson. Allegedly killed herself.
Sort of epidemic, isn't it? Every life a tragedy, a walking shadow that struts and frets. No, should I?
She was at your husband's memorial service, though she claimed she didn't know him personally. I wondered if you'd noticed her.
Why?
I'm trying to find out what the connection was.
Your attributes as a reporter seem to be severely limited, my dear.
How do you mean?
I wasn't there.
But
I am rehearsing a play, my dear, and the show must go on. I couldn't get away. I'm rather indispensable. I'm playing Beth and William's mother. Beth and William's, darling. Only the best actress to come out of Wales since Tina Maria Jones Davis. Where have you been?
Central America.
Oh, very nice. No, I couldn't get away. We open in 10 days' time. Now, don't look so surprised. Raymond and I haven't been together for 8.5 years. I'm not a religious person. I can't stand churches. Why should I go? He wouldn't have come to mine.
This woman, Jenny, her boyfriend Stephen Davis, was killed in a car accident. Does that name mean anything to you?
Oh, Davis. Common name. That's why I'm double-barreled, you know. Jones Davis. Stephen Davis. Yes, the chappy who plays billiards.
No, someone else.
Oh, what's in a name?
Perhaps your husband.
I wouldn't know who my husband was acquainted with anymore. We met on a film he did the screenplay for some 26, 27 years ago. In Spain, we were Cordoba.
My mother lives
the
in Spain.
The only two Welsh people on the set got together to share our hereife, and that was when dear Alex was conceived, the first time. Oh. Cordoba. Ever since then, that name has been the code word for an unmitigated disaster.
Alex?
I'm Alex.
Their accidental daughter.
Oh, zounds, girl, have you been listening at the keyhole again?
I was sitting in the kitchen.
Oh, infuriating.
I'm their unmitigated disaster.
No, darling,
he
not
called
now,
his boat Cordova Escritor. Loosely translated, unmitigated disaster of a writer.
Well, when you think about it, even his boat was an unmitigated disaster.
Come to think of it, so was the film. The only person who emerges from this mishmash is the sound director, for the quality is so poor you can hardly hear anything.
And for that relief, much thanks, the Sunday Times.
I've met you. You were that reporter at the church.
Yes, I was.
So I claim my £5. Zounds, I must away. Lines to do, you know. Show the lady some hospitality, Alex. Pour her a bottle of whiskey or something.
Jenny Donaldson.
I told you. I didn't notice her. I was upset.
She gave me the impression your dad...
He was murdered.
She said his house was burgled.
Someone was looking for something.
What?
I don't know.
But how would she have known this if she didn't know him? And why would she have been at his memorial service?
Maybe she was a fan. There were always groupies around in the old days.
At the inquest, you said you had a vision. What did you mean?
I'm psychic.
What?
I see things happening. I saw the boat that night my father got blown up. I'd gone to bed.
You saw it happen?
I dreamt it. People think I'm mad. There are psychic energies all over the place, but we just deny them to ourselves.
I see.
You don't believe me either.
I don't know. Your mother, she said she didn't go to the memorial service.
She didn't. She's like that.
Is that because she's an atheist?
She's not an atheist. She goes to church every Sunday. She just didn't like him much. That's all.
There was a Bible and a prayer book on her mother's writing desk, but Tina Turner said she couldn't stand church.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. I play religious and sacred music, and I don't go to church either.
Yes, but Alex said her mother went every week.
So?
So, one of them has to be lying, Thomas. Why?
How will I know? I'm your therapist, not Hercule Poirot.
She's a bit weird, Alex. Like you.
Thanks a bunch.
Says she has visions, a sort of clairvoyance. Is that likely?
That's possible. I haven't met her.
She thinks her father was murdered and no one's bothered to find out why or even cares. I feel quite sorry for her.
Help her then.
How?
Find out what really happened. You said it's the only real story you've had since you've been here.
But what if she's leading me up the garden path?
Well, why should she be?
Because either her or her mother is lying.
Therefore, it follows that someone is covering something up.
Perhaps you should ditch the therapy and open a detective agency. I should help her.
That's why we're on this planet, to help people.
Sometimes your glibness worries me, Thomas. Oh, okay. How do I help her anyway? What do I know? And if these people were murdered, doesn't that put me at risk? I've got a daughter I'm responsible for. And a new man in my life. I'm trying to change myself. You know me, Thomas. Annihilate everything I love. That's why I came to you. If I get obsessed with this story, I'll screw everything up again.
How is the new man?
Oh, didn't I tell you? After 3 weeks of courting, we had consummation of the flesh. First time for over 2 years I've had 4 legs in my bed. Don't suppose it'll last. I'll probably scare him off.
What are people who don't smoke supposed to do afterwards, I wonder?
I don't know. Eat kippers? If Turner and Jenny were killed by the same people, what's the connection?
That's the best line in foreplay I've heard for many a year.
Well, I suppose you've heard many. In case you hadn't noticed, we've been in the post-coital phase for at least 2 minutes.
Well, time to start again, then?
At your age.
It does wonders for a man's confidence when you're looking at your watch all the time.
I've got to go.
It's DIY, then, is it?
Turner specialised in uncovering corruption and fraud. What if someone he wrote about had got it in for him?
Oh, come on, dear, you're getting obsessive. You haven't stopped all evening.
5 minutes!
On and on, leave it alone.
Look, a woman has something to tell me, and before she can, she mysteriously dies. That bothers me. I can't let it go. Don't call me obsessive.
Beg your pardon, I'm sure.
Is this the sort of thing you were doing in Nicaragua?
As I keep saying, I might need some support.
Okay.
What does that mean? Okay, three times.
I will support you.
Ring out the bells. Clark Kent's turned into Superman.
We'll do it together if you make a deal.
What for?
Not to speculate. No conjecture, no story, until or if we get the whole picture.
Conrad, I don't even write about the local flower-arranging society until I've got the full undisputed facts.
So, who do you think's lying then? Tina Turner or her daughter?
If it was murder, Mrs. is. If it was suicide, then probably Alex. They don't seem to be very close. Alex, the unforeseen result of a night of unbridled passion in Andalusia. At least I wanted Charlie. She was conceived the night after Wales won the Triple Crown, you know. It was in retrospect that I learned rugby was the only thing that turned Yaron on. He was useless in the cricket season.
How is Charlene?
Oh, she's still not right. It's been a month now, on and off. And my husband will insist on taking her to a bloody witch doctor. I have to go. If I don't catch you between neighbours and Top of the Pops, I don't get a look in.
I'll ring you.
Or I'll ring you. What's your work number?
No, don't bother. They get all stroppy about personal calls. The office is so frantic and tiny. Has to be an emergency. Ring here. There's the answer phone.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jenny Donaldson, Stephen Davies and Raymond Turner. What's the common factor?
Just bear in mind that I've my own work to do and crime reporting doesn't come into it.
You mean people at the BBC actually work?
Cheeky bugger.
This is your sports commentator, Conrad Duda. And tidy up this house. You've got a girlfriend now.
I wish to God I knew. I wish to God someone would tell me. I wish to God I knew what was going on.
She's not in this episode anymore. We record it every week.
I give up, Charlene. So it's an actress.
Guess what her name is?
I don't know.
Beth Ann Williams.
So?
Come on, darling, it's late. It's gone 9 o'clock.
I'm ill. I'm allowed to stay up late when I'm ill.
What's so special about Bethan Williams?
Daddy's new girlfriend.
Charlene.
She's famous. She came here the other day.
Carriad.
Oh, rubbing shoulders with the stars, are we?
I met her ages ago. St. David's Day function in London. We tend to bump into each other at the same charity
dinner. And the rest, as they say, is history.
I can't imagine you're jealous.
The rugby international and the actress. Could almost be the title of a Russian novel by Bulgakov.
She's coming to Swansea in a play in a couple of weeks. She's going to stay with us.
Oh, how nice.
Charlene, come on, please.
I'm going. Are you coming out?
Of course.
Don't be long, other fever might have taken me.
She looks pale.
She's improving, thanks to Rachel.
And she's watching too much television.
Then behave like a responsible mother and come to see her more often. You take a crummy job to be near her, and where are you?
I'm sorry, Yaron, I've been distracted. That woman I found.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
And she seems to have a connection with this writer called Raymond Turner. He got blown up.
Yeah, I knew Turner.
Yeah, well, I suppose lots of people have heard of him.
I knew him slightly. He was a member of the club.
What?
My club. Rugby? Hello, where are you? Barry went to his memorial service.
Barry?
Barry, my boss. D, what's the matter?
Turner was a member of your club.
Is there something sinister in that? He and Barry were great pals. Barry was pretty choked by his death.
Maybe you should introduce me to Barry the boss.
I don't think he's too keen on journalists.
He's a pornographer.
Oh, not again. Like if you were both at the memorial service...
He won't remember me. Introduce me as an ex-girlfriend who used to be a blue movie actress or something. Use your imagination.
I told her I'd been doing some delving. Stephen Davies had been a research biologist for an American-owned company called Kildo International, based near Haverford West, agricultural mostly. He lived near there with Jenny, who was doing a PhD at Swansea University. 2 weeks before Davies was killed, she moved out, lover's tiff probably, to the flat in Swansea where she died. His emotional state may have accounted for his erratic driving, drove off a cliff edge near a place called Newgale. She did herself in through guilt and remorse.
You believe that, you believe anything.
The only other vaguely interesting thing is that a few months back, Calf, this
animal liberation faction daubed their house with red swastikas. But I can't see there's a reason to kill oneself, can you?
She was murdered, Conrad. Why did Carve want to do their house?
Because he works for Kildo International, who are probably involved in vivisection.
Nice work, Batman. Well, where did you get all this info?
The BBC.
Oh, they're useful for something, then.
And back copies of your newspaper.
Oh, God, really?
You published a picture of his house with all the paint over it.
Oh, Struve. Well, this is what comes of never reading your own rag.
What are you up to? You sound as though you're doing yoga exercises with your mouth.
I'm applying lurid lipstick and eyeshadow to my visage, Conrad.
Oh, is that your style, then?
No, darling. But I'm off to see a pornographer.
Go, 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 go! Watch the blind! Watch the blind!
Sorry, am I splitting your eardrums?
No, no.
Is there something wrong with me?
Sorry?
You're looking at me rather curiously.
I don't know. You're not what I expected.
A seedy man in a grubby mark? You don't mind if I watch for half an hour or so?
No, no.
Then we'll have a drink. This is the cold side. They're very good. Thanks to Yaya.
Get to that ball! Get to that ball! Come on!
You knew Raymond Turner well?
Slightly, really. Through his wife, Tina.
Tackle, David! Tackle, man!
We did a show together once. One of my more legitimate parts.
Work, you say?
I was hoping you might be able to introduce me to someone. I did a lot of modelling when I was younger.
Glamour?
Exclusively. If you're an actress and you can't get the parts. I know I'm a bit mature, but older women can be appealing. Obviously, when I've had the baby, in a month or so's time. It was just a thought. Raymond suggested I tried you, and Yayan said he'd introduce... I don't mean to impose.
You went out with Yayan, then?
Oh, years ago, Mr. Jones, before he got married.
Barry.
Barry.
I didn't ever meet his wife. She went off to Nicaragua or somewhere before he came here. Left her daughter, everything. Amazing how a mother can behave so badly.
Perhaps mother and father didn't get on.
How can you not get on with Yayan? One of the best players Wales ever had. His wife didn't deserve him. So, you don't disapprove of my business?
Of course not. Oh, I think we need outlets for our physical, physical...
I don't make films. I distribute them. But I can put you in touch with a couple of photographers, any friend of Yayan's. You'll need some money to help with the child, I suppose, but I don't know what the demand is for, maturer women.
Yayan!
Buddy!
Try Gareth on the wing and David in the centre. I want to see if the big boy can break through.
Sure.
Oh, and by the way.
Yeah?
You don't mind if I take your ex-girlfriend for drinks?
No, no. Why should I?
Charming. Why you left her to get married?
You flatter me.
You're a very attractive woman to be flattered, Diane. Maybe when you've had the baby, we could get to know each other better.
Isn't it the wrong season for rugby? June?
There's a festival of rugby in Brittany this September. For the under-19s, you understand. So we have minimal training in the summer. Go to Brittany a lot. We have an exchange system with Caron. Our senior team play over there at Easter, and they come over here at Christmas. A sort of Celtic exchange. It's a damn good holiday, really. We usually take about 60 or 70 members and supporters.
Didn't Tina say Raymond used to go on these?
Not half. I shall miss Raymond. We had some good times. I wish I'd known he was feeling suicidal.
Butterfingers, Phil! Butterfingers!
Poor Raymond. You know what he used to do for a laugh when he wasn't writing a book? He used to write saucy bits for my publications. Different kind of exposure, eh? Very good they were, too. Mind you, I paid him. You wouldn't guess it, would you? From his books. They're all so moral and outraged liberalish. But he was a libertine in his private life. Scourge of feminists and right-on people. I shouldn't be telling you this. You don't know any journalists, do you?
No.
Want your nip?
No, thanks.
Yes. Raymond loved the old rugby tours. That's a thought. I don't wish to seem insensitive, but if you ever see his missus again, ask her about my camera. £2,000 worth he bought it to take to France last time. I mean, I don't want to upset his wife, but I'd quite like the gear back.
I'm going down to say hello. I'll ask, diplomatically.
Bloody epidemic of deaths in my club. What with Raymond? And poor young Steve driving off a cliff, and then his girlfriend hanging herself.
Steve?
Steve Davis.
Steve Davis.
You didn't know him, did you?
No, I thought name rings a bell.
No, you're thinking of the snooker player. No, not him. Young lad, nice bloke, member of the club. Drove off a cliff. I suppose it could have been an accident, but his girlfriend had just left him. Bloody women, the damage they cause. Sorry.
Did Steve know Raymond at all?
Oh, I should say so. Raymond introduced him as a new member 3 years ago. They live near each other, a place called Solvach. Stephen's work was out there. Yes, Ray and Steve both used to go to Caron. And I'd been doing so every year. Bloody hell. They used to share a room in the same pension. Thick as thieves, those two.
Yayan! Get that fat toad John to get after the friggin' ball!
For God's sake, will you stop shouting? Charlene's asleep.
I am worried.
You talk about me being irresponsible when you have the nerve to turn up to meet my boss posing as an 8-month pregnant skinflick actress.
That's my life, my responsibility. We're talking about Charlene.
I swear by Rachel.
I can't believe that you will gamble with my daughter's health.
My daughter as well. I've got custody. I will do what's best for her.
Maybe you should go to a GP and get a diagnosis.
It's all right, Rachel.
That's the first sensible thing she said all night.
Thanks.
I'm sorry, Rachel. I just don't trust... It's not a proven science. What if it's that thing, that meningitis or whatever it is that's going round West Wales?
They don't know what it is. They think it's meningitis.
But if it is, can you treat it?
It's not.
It's killing children.
I treat the symptoms.
She got rid of my viral pneumonia, Dee.
If it was viral pneumonia.
We don't treat 10 different people with the same disease, say flu, with the same remedy. I don't say, oh, you've got a cold, take X, you've got a toothache, take Y, you've got a spotty face, take Z. Every treatment is as different as the individual and their specific symptoms.
But if doctors don't know what it is that's going round and don't know the treatment, how can you?
I just told you, please listen, because I treat the symptoms, not the definition of those symptoms.
Quackery!
Right. Then you take her to your GP, get a diagnosis to put your mind at rest, argue between you how you want her treated, and I'll come back if you want. I can understand you caring about your daughter's health. I'm a mother as well, but I've been treating someone who had similar symptoms to what those kids had. Admittedly an adult, and adults are stronger, but she did recover. She was very ill, but she recovered. I wish she could be here to tell you.
Why can't she be?
She's dead.
Oh, death's a cure now, is it?
It's not funny. She committed suicide, hanged herself.
What?
A woman called Jenny Donaldson. I'm surprised your paper didn't report it.
Report it? I found her.
Really? You knew her then?
We'd never really met. I was going to see her.
Oh, it was very sad. I don't understand it. She was supposed to be coming back to see me next week.
More than sad. It's bloody sinister.
That's what I thought.
What?
The inquest said she was taking antidepressants and was pregnant.
So?
Where would she have got the antidepressants from? She hasn't been near a GP for 5 years. And the last time I saw her, which was about a week before her death, she'd just had a bout of premenstrual tension followed by very heavy bleeding, which hardly tallies with her being pregnant, does it?
Then why... Why didn't you testify at the inquest?
I wasn't asked. I didn't even know she was dead.
Well, can't the family play for an independent autopsy?
Great, Yayan. You try reconstituting flesh and blood out of ashes. Shouldn't you... I mean, didn't you say something? Tell anyone?
Oh, yes. I went to the police. They said the coroner had recorded a verdict, which was final. The case was closed.
In episode 2 of Cordoba by Nigel Baldwin, Alison Steadman was Dee and Bill Stewart, Conrad. Alan Towner was Thomas, Robin Griffith, Geraint, and Leslie Rooney, Alex. Robert Pugh was Yayan, Louise Holland, Charlene, and Gudrun Ewer, Tina. Lawrence Allen played Barry Jones, Helen Griffin, Rachel, and Dilwyn Owen was the coroner. Original music was by Laurie Scott Baker. Cordoba is directed in Wales by Jane Dauncey.